welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever, the show where we tell you about our shitty comic book collection. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And yet again, two more amazingly bad, yet amazing selections from our collection.
Yes, just straight up amazing in many ways.
So bad it's good.
So bad it's good.
Which I have a
but it's still really, but it's still really bad.
I have a soft spot for stuff like that. I think, well, as I think, this podcast has shown.
Yeah, no, I think that's kind of how it is. Because legitimately, as I often say, like, there's a lot of books that, like, I'll read that, you know, I love. I absolutely love some of these books, but it's just garbage.
Yeah.
Like, nobody cares, it's not worth anything. Why do I own it? Just because it makes me feel good. But it is technically the worst collection ever, I think. So, so let's get into it. This is our first Blue Beetle.
Yes.
Try to do something different every time.
Try.
And I think we do pretty good the job of that. So, it's Blue Beetle, volume...
Oh, something.
Fucking no.
One.
He has like a million volumes, okay?
9,000.
Because this character, okay?
Over 9,000, sorry.
Go ahead. Exactly, yeah. I mean, because it's this character, you know, Blue Beetle, you know, Dan Garrett, Ted Kord, whatever, you know, has been around for like a million different iterations of sorts. You know, Charlton Comics, and DC Comics, you know, because he wasn't the character originally developed by DC. He was purchased. So, you know, here he is.
Mm-hmm.
But... You know, so this is the one from the 80s, though. That's all you need to know. So Blue Beetle, number 5 from October 1986. On the cover, it's The Question. The Question is here to fight Blue Beetle, I think. I don't know.
Oh, he kind of looks like he's surrounded in a stink cloud.
Yeah, he farted really good. And he's like, I'm going to jump on Blue Beetle.
I'm going to Dutch oven Blue Beetle.
That's how he did things. I think he kind of Dutch ovens some guys in this book.
Sorta, yeah.
Yeah, he kind of does that.
Yeah, he does. I didn't know that was the Question's MO, but now I do.
I didn't know that was a thing he could do. Like, that was just part of his technology.
What, like wicked farts?
Yeah, exactly. But he's jumping on the Blue Beetle on Mr. Ted Kord here.
Whose gun? He's holding a gun. Like, he has like a special little ray gun. It looks like a hairdryer.
Oh, yeah, he's got the lamest gun. It's a gun that has like
it looks like a hairdryer.
It's got a really powerful light, and it shoots air. Actually, it does. It shoots air.
It's a hairdryer.
So it's
congratulations.
It could double as a hairdryer. So he's got his hairdryer, and on the cover it says, "The Question is back, and the answer is murder." So, okay. Yeah, that's pretty hardcore. And yep. In the corner, Batman fights Swamp Thing. I kind of want to read that.
Yeah, but not in this book, he doesn't.
Well, what the fuck? Don't tell me that. And then tell me, he's like, he's in another book. I'm like, but I want to read that. I want to read this.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, ask the right question.
Question.
And Blue Beetle is... So we got... we start with Vic Sage sitting on his desk.
Question.
The Question himself, Vic Sage.
And I would have to say, I don't think this is the first book that we've read that has begun with a splash page showing someone's desk and a bunch of shit all over it.
Yeah, I feel like that happens at least every couple episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, so here we are again. And there's actually a VHS tape.
Yeah, instead of saying Kodak, it says Korak.
Yeah.
Because lol. Apparently it's a video of Blue Beetle fighting Dr. Alchemy.
Sure.
From a previous episode.
The Question's just kind of got a hard on for Blue Beetle.
Yeah, he might, because he thinks he's, I think he sees, he thinks he's crooked, or he thinks there's something up with
him. He just wants to know things about him, because he's confused.
He's doing lots of thinking.
And apparently, this is what I don't understand. So, Vic Sage works as an investigative reporter? Is that his deal?
Yeah, that's it. Like every other, you know, hero.
Why the fuck are they all reporters?
Because they're all journalists. Because it gives them an excuse.
Yeah, I know, to be around cops.
Into the new. You know, it gives them more of a purpose because they see how horrible things are. And
so are they all bloggers now?
Yeah, he's a blogger.
I know they turned Superman into a blogger. So
I still can't believe that.
It makes sense though.
I know it makes sense, but it's awful.
I'm not
Superman's
arguing.
A blogger. Has anybody ever come out and said that?
Yes. Superman's a blogger.
I know that, but I mean, it's not something that most public people know. They're like, oh, a Superman, you know, Clark Kent, you know, Daily Planet.
He might be back working. No, he's like a truck driver right now. So that's even worse. Well, not like worse. Maybe it's bad. I don't know. Maybe they just felt really bad because he trashed that truck in Man of Steel, so now he has to drive a truck.
Yeah, he totally trashed that guy's truck. He was a dick.
He trashed that guy's livelihood.
He ruined that guy's life just because he was messing with him at his open mic. because I have a theory that in the Man of Steel that Superman was booking the open mic.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That was going on in that Alaskan bar that he was working at.
And there was like five dudes doing really sad jokes about bears.
I hope there was like an Eskimo. I hope there was like an Eskimo comedian there. That was like,
so. That'd be great.
You know, he just did a bunch of Eskimo jokes like
about like the seven words for snow or whatever.
What's the deal with blubber? Yeah, whatever.
With Seinfeld, if he had grown up on the tundra,
so Woodsman Clark Kent, you know, he's got a beat on that.
Yeah,
the guy's got a tight five.
Yeah.
But so Vic's like, maybe. Just like,
he's all fluffy.
He's got, so Vic's like, some of his bosses is like, me and my yellow shirt are upset with
and my
you.
Purple fucking sweater plus pants, or I'm sorry, vest plus pants.
Lavender pants, vest.
Combo with yellow shirt.
He is some sort of.
He's going to a wedding, apparently.
Is he really?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. That was something where it's like, I'm going to a wedding, but I came here to yell at you. I'm going to a wedding that's themed like Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, he's going to the Minnesota Vikings wedding, or he is a pimp.
I hope he's a pimp.
Or he's pretending it's 1940, and he just wishes he was wearing a zoot suit.
Anyway,
so he like comes up, and he's like, rah!
Yeah, he yells at him, and, you know, he yells at Vic, and Vic's like, I got these files because fuck you.
Yeah, the guy's like, don't look at those files. He's like, why would anything be confidential in a fucking newsroom?
So,
that doesn't even make sense.
I have a question here. What? Now, so he's in Chicago.
Yes.
But Blue Beetle's in Detroit?
Well, apparently Blue Beetle's in Chicago in this episode.
Well, I thought they were in Hub City. I thought that was the whole reason why these guys
are...
I thought this was the whole place where they hung out.
Well, apparently they're hanging out in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Chicago. They really wanted some deep dish.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope there's a scene later where they're just like, I wish there was a deep dish pizza here, you know? It's kind of reminds me of that Kyle Kinane joke where it's like, talks about how people are like...
people are always like asking about pizza.
It's like, Kyle, don't you really think that this, don't you wish you're in Chicago? And he's like, oh, man.
He's like, no, because I would be cold.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my favorite things about Kyle Kinane, he's like, I moved here literally because I was tired of being cold.
I hear that.
And he moved to LA. And I'm like, and now it's like, I'm with you on that, buddy.
Yeah. Now we're going to freeze to death. We have relief.
If you do not know about Kyle Kinane, he is a fantastic comedian.
Oh, you really should look him up.
You should look him up. He's great. Anyways, yeah. So he's like, well, I'm going to get my answers as the question. Haha. And then there's like, so it's basically in Chicago, there's a bunch of crimes going on, a bunch of people doing stuff, and I guess like they have some sort of Mr. M.
Yes, well, there's a bunch of youth gangs.
Youth gangs, that's right, youth gangs.
Youth gangs.
Kids.
Youths.
Kids shooting vines.
Yeah.
Murder vines.
And so they're doing, I don't know, they jump out and they are doing something. I don't know.
I think they're knocking over...
they're trying to do something.
They're knocking over a store or something like that. And the cops are coming. They got a car that's got fire on it.
Right, and they're like, haha, Mr. M's not going to let us get caught.
Yeah, and he's basically just somebody that's like...
This is the mysterious Mr. M.
Yeah, he's shooting down folks.
And then all of a sudden, who shows up? But the Blue Beetle copter?
Blue Beetle, it's the bug.
The bug, is it called the bug?
Yeah, he calls it the bug. He just calls it the bug. Blue Beetle's bug.
Mm.
The beetle.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Like a giant fucking beetle.
Yeah.
A beetle-shaped spaceship.
And, like pointless legs that just, like, hang out. Like, I get it.
No, he uses them.
No, I know, but, like, he's not using them right now when he's flying. Shouldn't they, like, retract? Because that's just drag.
I get it. Yeah, we understand.
That is not aerodynamic.
To be honest, this whole, his outfit here just looks like a big mess.
Kind of.
Of a big is mess that's just flying, and he's flying above all these buildings somehow in this wide enough street.
And I have to say that I think I like the version where his suit enables him to fly instead of him sitting in like a big machine.
Oh yeah, well, because he doesn't have any powers.
I know he doesn't. It's the Beetle. But I like, you know, sometimes his suit will like give him like wings and jetpacks and shit and like let him fly.
Yeah, because that was a different like the alien scarab.
And or I think I like that version better than this. Like, look at my mechanical bug copter.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what he has. And he's flying around Chicago, and they're like, "Oh no, we got to get away from this guy."
Somehow his mechanical bug copter is able to, like, turn.
No, no, this thing has, like, insane maneuverability. Like, yeah. It's crazy. It could, like, turn on a dime and, like, go vertical, but, like, the face stays horizontal. It's very strange.
Somehow he's not hitting any power lines.
Yeah, and he should be.
He should be hitting. He should have, as soon as he would have came out, it's like, I'm coming after you, power lines, down.
Because, I mean, like I said, it's a weird-shaped thing, and I don't know how it's actually flying.
Yeah, and he's doing a lot. Ted's doing a lot of thinking.
Oh, yeah, always a lot of thinking.
Here's the thing, though. At least he's not talking out loud to himself.
That's true. He's thinking.
He's just doing a lot of thinking. He's like, my thing's great. This is great. He's great.
Man, I love my bug copter thing, and I'm going to get those kids.
As he's doing it, though.
And he's like, turning.
He tries to use his arms. He uses pincer arms.
Oh, I see. He's like using the arms to like grab these kids. But then like he misses and.
No, he doesn't miss. He gets shot with a bazooka blast.
Oh, he gets. I thought
a bazooka blast hits like no. A bazooka blast hits like a building because we find out.
I knew somebody hit a building.
Spoiler alert! It's Mr. M.
Yeah.
You know, keeping these guys out of trouble, and these kids get away.
Yes.
And
they get away, so he is all pissed, and he goes back to his like lair of bug nest or what does he call it? Does he have a name for it?
He has a place.
It's called the nest.
Yeah.
The
I really don't know. He just I think it's just called the bug. He goes to the comic bug. He goes where we're we did our show.
Oh, yeah. Ow,
are you okay?
No, Leela, honey.
Should I keep this in?
Yeah, sure. Baby girl, I love you so much, but you cannot need me. Your claws and my skin do not mix. She just wants to dig her claws in my leg. Anyway, continue.
Anyways, so now we jump to
a big mansion.
Big mansion, where it's Vincent Perrion.
Who is Don Vincent?
Don Vincent Perrion. Oh, is it Don Vincent Perrion?
Well, they call him Don Vincent, so I'm assuming
he's a crime
mob head.
Because he's a crime guy. Yeah. And basically, the point is that these younger groups are gonna like
band together
to like shove him out.
Right. Because they're like, fuck you, old man.
Fuck you, old man, because...
And he looks like Vincent Price.
Yeah, he does.
It's like
Vincent Price with a mullet.
Yeah, he's drawn like Vincent Price.
He's like Wonder Man, but Vincent Price. Actually, his hair goes in various places here.
Yeah.
So he's got the Wonder Man power of making his old mullet grow.
Yeah, yeah.
And he calls upon his son, Hugo.
Yes.
Who is here to... help him out.
Yeah.
And his sick son, take care of it.
He's like, oh, I will. And then he, like, walks away, but I don't know. I feel like there's something going on with Hugo, but we don't
know. No, it's not Hugo. No, it's not. His name is Hugo. It's Richie?
Sure. Richie? Son. But I feel that there's something going on with his son. Probably that he's M, I'm going to guess.
Well, I will explain afterward.
Yeah. My guess is that he is.
You know what? And you're going to love.
I'm certain.
Why it is.
So he, like, he's, you know, goes off to do something, and then we go to Vic Sage in a just regular old greasy spoon, meeting some guy named the Rodent.
Yeah, because he offers this guy a bread.
He's like, I shouldn't be meeting with you because I'm going to be killed.
So is he meeting him there?
Yeah, he's meeting him there because he wants information from this guy.
Okay, he's meeting him. I thought this guy showed up and he was like, here, have a piece of bread.
He's like, oh, I shouldn't even be meeting you here. Like, I could die. And like, why the fuck did you come?
He even tells him when he's leaving, it's like, don't call me again. I'm like, you're useless.
Yeah, no.
Even though you gave him information.
He probably just says bullshit like that, but he actually wants the question to call him.
Because he wants bread.
Of course he does.
He got a single piece of bread and a glass of milk, it looks
delicious
like.
Delicious bread.
So basically he's talking about how there's guys.
Yeah, all the gangs are coming together.
Kid gangs are local kid gangs.
Yeah, he calls them local kid gangs.
Local kid gangs. Kids Incorporated.
And they're coming together, and there's going to be, like, a meeting tonight at midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Vic's like, well, those questions going to show up. I'm going to show up and...
I'm going to go be the question. I'm going to go get my no face on.
Get my no face on.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Blue Beetle is back to his lair, which is funny because he goes into Lake Michigan.
Oh, so he like flies all the way over?
And he flies all the way to wherever. Like, well, because I think he's in Detroit, I think. Or Chicago?
Well, Chicago. They're in Chicago.
Okay, so they're in Chicago. Okay, so Lake Michigan. Chicago's right on Lake Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Great Lakes, yeah.
Sorry, I thought you said he flies to Lake Michigan, like the state, and I was like,
"No, it says Lake Michigan."
No, I know. And then I realized you said Lake.
Which for some reason now we got this establishing shot of him flying into the ocean, and we see a sign for a place called Ben's Burn'em and Serve'em. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
What do you think they do there?
I'm assuming that they char the fuck out of burgers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or they just. I don't know, some sort of dance competition.
You know, that could be also be a great name for a comedy club.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like Burn'em. Yeah. It could be like a place where they do roasts and then they serve you food.
Yeah. Or it's like a dance club, so you got served.
You got served, but then you get...
And then they tell you to, like, put ointment on that mad burn. Maybe it's like a dance club slash place where people go to have, like, rap battles.
But they don't dance?
No. There's dance-offs, but then there's also rap battles.
Well, you got burned and then you get served.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Ben's the one behind it. Okay.
Yeah, some dude named Ben.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he has a beard.
I bet it's some white hipster kid in Chicago.
Yeah. With, like, big old fucking mustache.
And he's like, we're going to play some fucking MD... Just, was it... Oh, what the fuck is that band? MGMT?
Yes.
That song they used to play all the time in 2008. And anytime it was, like, the story of the fat kid who gets sex.
Yeah.
And, you know, they would play that as he's going off to college to get his dick wet.
Yeah.
To get sex. And he's like... He's like, and then that summer I had sex.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's the song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah, so anyways, that's what's going on there.
Yep.
Anyway, so,
he flies into the beetle den.
He does a lot of nest. He does a lot of thinking.
He takes off his mask. He's mad because the kids beat him, and he, like, throws it. He's angry.
Yeah, he's just throwing his clothes around.
I know. And then he's, like, looking at his gun, but he's looking at his gun, like...
Oh, look at his eyes. Do you see this?
No.
Why does his eyes look like that?
Oh, I don't know. That's weird.
It's weird.
Like, one of them's all, like, fucked up. He looks like he has a cataract in one of them. But, like, so he's shirtless and holding his gun. So, it literally, it just looks like he's going to dry his hair. Looks like he got out of the shower.
Yeah.
He's just like, because he's got such lovely curls. He's like, I got to get out of the shower. I got to dry this mop. Like, it's just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then, like, one shot of it looks, like, really, really big. And then from, a different shot, it looks small. Like, the next panel, the gun looks small.
Oh, yeah. Well, because he's pulling it out. Here, it's like he's holding it closer.
This is just perspective.
The perspective's a little bit different here, yeah. But he's like, I gotta make a stronger strobe light. And it's gotta be more focused, compressed air blast. Because it's a hair dryer.
Yeah, pretty much. I gotta make sure everybody's hair gets dried.
And so there's a lot of him thinking about
working on this fucking blowout.
he's gotta have a good
sweating on my blowout.
He's gotta have a good '80s fro.
Yeah.
He's gonna go star in like a fucking trickster video later.
Yeah.
Maybe he does hair on his spare time.
Maybe he's a hairdresser.
Maybe that's why him and Booster Gold are so good friends, because they used to do each other's hair.
Well, Booster Gold does have some nice hair.
He's got some nice hair.
So I mean, that's probably why they connect.
He's probably like the JLA hairdresser, like, you know, like, yeah. Superman shows up, he's like,
we can get that curl.
We can get that. Like, I can make that work.
We can make this curl work. It'll be your trademark.
Yeah, he's done Wonder Woman's hair a bunch.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she's had many blowout.
Oh yeah,
hair. You know, she's had hot oil treatment. He knows all that stuff.
He does. I'm assuming he tried to do Batman's hair. Batman just punched him.
I really want to imagine that's what goes on in JLA.
Really, I'm gonna, Ted Kord is now in my headcanon. He is the JLA hairdresser.
JLA hairdresser, Ted Kord.
Yeah, good job.
So anyway, so he's thinking a lot about the past.
And he's like in his office or whatever, because he's like rich, you know, like all of them are.
Because he's like a Batman guy.
Yep.
Actually, I like this, though, here, too, because he's thinking about how the original Blue Beetle, Dan Garrett, died.
Right. And that was his mentor.
And that was his mentor, but I like the picture. So it's just, it's like, you know, so apparently it's like prominent person dies.
Dude. Yeah.
Right? And it's a picture of just the guy's face, right?
Yes, this is by Jimmy Olsen.
And photo of Jimmy Olsen. So Jimmy Olsen is just doing, like, headshots?
Apparently.
Like, just, you know, like, because it's like, it's not like an action shot. It's just a picture of somebody just going,
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
It's just a headshot.
I don't know if you noticed that. There's a lot of that in this book.
What, dudes just being like,
Just a lot of, like, random headshots of pictures. People looking at pictures going like, okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we're now at the police. We're in the Chicago police station. And the police is like, hey, we need to
figure out what's going on with
figure out what's going on with these gangs. And then there's this one lieutenant.
Who he has got a comb over that Donald Trump would envy.
Yeah. Wait, you talking about this guy?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not talking about. I was talking about him.
Oh, but I don't know. I was talking about that guy with the Trumpian.
Yeah, the police chief here has got some intense Trump hair comb over. Yeah. But so there's this Lieutenant Fisher, who is like, I think Blue Beetle killed Dan Garrett, and I gotta like do justice.
Yeah.
And he's so angry, like.
Yeah.
Like, because they're like, hey, you know, comb over man's like, hey, we should, like, focus on, like,
these gangs
and stuff. And he's like, I got other stuff to do. And he's like, you better do this now.
Yeah. And you know that, like, if this was, like, filmed, that the police guy would just have, like, fucking spittle just coming out of his mouth.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, intense face to face.
I mean, they're, like, really face to face and, like, mouths open.
They're nose butting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then
there's like clenched fists as the other one walks away.
Yeah, his fist is saying, "Yes, sir."
His fist is saying, "I'm gonna punch you, sir."
Punch you, sir. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Blue Beetle, and the Blue Beetle's back home. And I don't know what the fuck's going on.
He basically he's sitting in his.
Can you guys hear that? That's our cat.
That's our cat being an asshole. Tully, will you stop? So he's He's in his office having a think, and then this woman comes in, and she calls him lover, which usually I support. In this instance, I think it's gross.
Why?
I don't know. It's just gross.
Why? Because he has a purple jacket and a yellow shirt and a blue tie and green pants?
It just doesn't work for me. But this woman walks in, and her outfit is insane. She's wearing, like, a green turtleneck with a matching green belt and, like, a fucking Little House on the Prairie skirt and then, like, leggings and pumps. Like, I don't even understand what is happening.
It's
like,
ladies.
This skirt goes all the way down, but then, like, there's a little bit of legging sticking out of the bottom, and then there's, like, these pumps. It is ridiculous. And she's just like, hey, lover. Oh, no, lover. I love you, lover. Look at what you've done, lover. You should be proud of yourself. And, like, he's like, I don't know where my dad is. My dad's, like, on an Egyptian dig, and I'm sad. And she's like, that's okay.
Yeah, and he looks at a picture of his dad. Again, just a random picture of somebody's face.
And the dude's not even smiling.
It's kind of like he knows
he's... a framed picture of somebody who's not smiling.
There's a lot of that in, like, places where they're like, we have to talk about this person. You know, it's like, how about I look a picture of that I have on my desk of my dad not smiling at me?
I don't know why you would have that picture on your desk.
I want to get a big picture.
It's not like him, like, on a boat with his dad or, like, you know... him and his dad smiling around a Christmas tree. It's literally a picture of his dad, like, giving him the side eye and, like, frown.
He's like, son, you suck. Look at your outfit. It's all colored differently. You're doing hair for superheroes. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, and you turned this company into a really good company. Good job.
Yeah, at least you're giving everybody blowouts.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Blue Beetle goes and his
bug. He gets back in his bug.
He finds one of the criminals who's a... I like this guy because he reminds me of, like, a mixture of, like, the scientist who gets murdered meets street thug because he's got, like, these glasses and, like, this sandy, you know, this...
He's, like, drinking a latte.
He's drinking a latte, but he's got, like, a sweet vest on.
Yeah, but he's also got, like, rolled up sleeves, like, he's looking for trouble.
Yeah, and, you know, and basically... I like this part here because he picks him up and he's like, you gotta tell me what's going on. And the guy's like... He's like, oh, don't drop me. And he's like, oh, I ain't telling you anything. He's like, oh, you'll tell me something, or I might lose my grip and tune you to street pizza.
Pizza.
Pepperoni and human sausage.
Delicious.
So Vic goes over to
the junkyard
where he gets got his tip.
And this part is very disturbing for me.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Because he walks up and he's like, oh, they have guards. This is the place. let me pop open my belt buckle, and what looks like a square of silly putty is going to pop into my hand.
Looks like an eraser.
Yeah, it does. And it's gross. And then he unfolds it, and it's his face.
It's the famous, it's the famous, question face.
It's just like a
that,
big
that apparently it's just like, it's like a
silly putty.
It's like a skin, which somehow it looks like, you know, on the outside it just looks like
skin,
but on the inside it looks like, you know, when you look on the inside of it, it has like a space for him to breathe.
And like eye hole.
It has like an eye mask or something, and like the doctor apparently created this. There's a doctor that created this, and he, you know, made it for him, and here it is.
Yep.
And then he has his magical spray, which no matter what it does, it's because the way the spray works is that if he activates the spray,
right, it has chemicals on it and changes like his hair color,
clothing
color,
and it keeps the mask on his face.
Makes the mask stick. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he becomes the Question. So he's in this Question outfit. Yep. Yeah. And so he goes. This is what I was talking about earlier about Dutch ovening dudes.
Yeah, he totally does.
So he goes to ambush these creeps out. These creeps out the, you know, these guards. And I like that somebody like, so he throws like a card.
Yes.
Right. And
Gambit.
Right.
He's I am Gambit.
He goes full Gambit, throws a card, and
it has a question mark on it. So he's
right. But what we're saying here. So this guy, one of these thugs,
uh-huh,
is like, oh, what's that? Oh, too early for snow. It's a fucking card. Do you think
it's the world's biggest snowflake?
The world's most giantest snowflake.
It just happens to be in the shape of a rectangle.
And somehow he's able to pick it up.
Yeah.
He picks it up.
Well, he catches it.
Catches it. And the card starts smoking. And it's a question mark.
Yeah.
And apparently this question mark also
smells
like fart. And it just gasses these guys to death.
Yeah.
And then
he's like, the question was like,
doesn't gas and get death. They don't die.
But. The question was like, no, I like Gambit's deal, but I really like a question mark like the Riddler. I'm going to put them together.
I also like Dutch ovens.
Yeah. All three
things. How do I get all these things into my into my comic book persona?
I can do it.
Also, I have a hat.
Yeah.
I have a sweet hat that stays on all the time.
Well, no, it comes off later.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, it does. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, so he goes and he jumps the fence, and he gets ambushed by a bunch of guys who somehow, I don't know where they come from, because so he goes into the middle of this junkyard.
Yeah.
And then
all these dudes show up.
And then literally every guy in the fucking gang shows up.
I know, because he was like, oh, I took care of them, now I have the element of surprise. And they're like, nope, here's everybody.
And they're all you're looking for a good Undertaker? Kick your ass, you know, whatever. So
yeah.
So he starts fight, you know, and he puts one guy in a fucking tire, which I think is pretty funny. somehow he manages to put a guy in a tire. And I think the guy just falls down. He doesn't do anything. He just puts a tire on him, and then the next shot is the guy.
I love that. You just, put a tire around somebody,
it's kind of be awkward, because what are you going to do, run with it? Or maybe just would have slid over his body. He's like, oh, I didn't do anything.
Well, I mean, that guy had, such beefy shoulders, so if he got past his shoulders, he could pretty much just fall straight down.
You could have just put it on his head.
Yeah, at least then he couldn't have seen anything.
And then you could have pushed him down, and it would have knocked him over, because he has a giant tire on his head.
I mean, you could do a lot of stuff if you have a big tire on. You could still kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that guy just falls over.
He falls over.
Because he's the worst.
Yeah, and he's getting beat up.
Yeah.
So anyway, so the Question's getting beat up, and thankfully, Blue Beetle shows up, and this giant bug
swings on in, kicks a guy in the face.
I don't know what he's saying here. He goes, trust me, Junior, because the Vic is like, you know, he's like, oh, I gotta get out of here. And they're like, oh, we got him now. And they're like, well, I have to break free. And then the Blue Beetle shows up, and he's like, trust me, Junior, there are easier ways to make fruit salad. Oh, because he talks about his head being a melon.
I get it.
I'm sorry. I thought he was talking to the Question.
I thought he was too. Okay, that makes a lot more sense. And then it's just like a mad.
The Question here is doing he's gassing one guy. It looks like he's throwing a squid at somebody.
Yeah, I have no. And then his leg is that. I don't even know. Is that Question's leg?
No, that's this guy's leg. He's also slamming this guy's head down.
It's hard to tell. It's the same color.
No, it's not.
It's a little different. It's pretty much the same, though.
No, because you can tell, because this guy's up, down.
From over here, it looks like it's the same leg.
Mm.
All right.
So Beetle shows up and they start, okay, there's just goes his hat. And then there's literally knives throwing around.
Yeah, and they just start quipping with each other, which is kind of annoying.
And the Beetle shoots his big light gun and everybody goes, ah, I can't see. And
he's like, don't blow my hair.
Okay. I just got this cut. I just
got this done.
Don't ruin my hair.
I don't understand how long this took. So they just start, like, fighting and kicking. And he, like, at one point the question throws, like, a big barrel of waste at someone.
Yeah, he just heaves a giant garbage can.
Yeah.
And then shows up, like, the big muscle guy. Like, there's always, like, one, you know, in these big groups they have, like, a big muscle man.
Yeah, like, the creep, like, shirtless, like, ape fucking man.
Because he's just not walking around wearing a shirt.
Well, why would you if you're gigantic? I'm assuming shirts don't fit this man.
He's like, I've tried out all. They don't have a big enough size for me for the shirt, this group that I'm in.
Yeah, I can't fit into the 9XL because I am a giant fucking throwback to Neanderthal times.
And so, what's his face? Blue Beetle throws his taint at him.
Yeah, there's like taint, and then the question kicks him in the stomach. And then they both punch him together, and the guy goes flying.
Goes flying, and then they're like, all right, let's get one of these guys to talk, and then they get ambushed. Because they get ambushed.
Wait, I'm sorry, can we go back to that one panel? So they want to get these guys to talk, and they get blown up.
No, they don't. They don't get blown up.
So I'm confused, because they're here, and then there's a big cloth, and then they're still there.
Well, I think the missile's going behind them.
Is that what happens? Well, they get knocked down?
You can see the missile.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's the missile.
Oh, I see.
Took me a minute now, but I just realized
that. Okay, no, it took me a second to figure out what that was. I thought it was like a tree branch or something.
Yeah, and somehow it doesn't hurt any of the guys in the group, but the guys are like...
It allows them to get away.
They're like, all right, thanks, Mr. M.
Yeah. You know. And then their question and Blue Beetle are just standing in the junkyard by themselves, like, maybe we should work together. That's a really good idea as long as we know who's in charge. All right, man. You know, the typical shit you see here.
Typical bullshit. There's actually a scene here where his face looks a lot like Rorschach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It looks exactly like it, actually.
Yeah, I wonder if Alan Moore knows about that. Probably doesn't. Mm. Anyways, but on the rooftop is Mr. M himself.
With a giant fucking rocket launcher.
For some reason, still standing there.
This is what I don't understand. I'm like, he's like, oh, no, I'm going to have to... Like, kick these guys' ass to continue with my plan. They don't know you're there, and you are standing there so close you can hear what they're talking about, and you have a fucking rocket launcher. Why don't you take them out right now?
You could throw another thing on them.
No, he's like, oh no, what am I gonna do? Now this formidable shoot another opponent. Missile. I'm like, you're terrible. You're the worst.
Well,
you should have just killed them right now.
So this guy, the Muse. So
yeah, the Muse, that's what M stands for.
Mr. M is named the Muse.
The Muse.
Because, and I will explain you to him. Because
Zentai, oh. Sorry, she sneezed.
Because.
Cat problems
so would you,
today.
So would you like to know about the Muse?
Yes, I'm assuming it's that one guy's son.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
And the reason he's called the Muse is because he wants to be an actor.
What?
So he figures if he can get these gangs to overtake the city from his father's thing, because his father wants him to take over the family business. He doesn't want to do that. He wants to be an actor.
Okay.
So he figures that if he could get rid of his dad's crime syndicate by having these other people, these other gangs in their stead.
Then he can go be an actor.
Whatever
happened to just saying, like, you don't understand me, Dad, and throwing all your shit in a car and driving to L.A.?
I don't know. I want to know if he's actually taking, like, Second City improv classes. Like, because this is actually a pretty good time.
Well, this
time.
Is Chicago.
Chicago.
You can go to
I.O. You can hook it up with Phil Hartman and Chris Farley.
There's all sorts of shit going on in Second City right now.
Yeah, man. This is the place to be. But no, he's like, I'm just going to stand here on this roof with a bazooka. And look like an asshole.
This is the most convoluted plan ever.
However, though, would you read the next issue of this?
Oh, yeah, no, I totally would.
You would?
Yeah, absolutely, because I really like the question.
Yeah, I like the question,
I love the question, and I didn't mind Blue Beetle. I like his hair dryer. So I'd like to see what he thinks of Vic's hair.
He's like, how do you change the color?
Yeah, I mean, instantly. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. So yeah, I'd probably watch it.
I'd read it. Yeah, I'd read it too. Yeah. I think I'd be down with it.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Oh, sorry. I'm glad I yawned.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, and also Muse dies.
Oh, he doesn't get to become an actor?
No, he gets to nobody's amazement. His convoluted plan does not work. And he gets killed in some way, issues later. So, spoiler alert for Blue Beetle. Sorry. But yeah, that's it for Blue Beetle number 6 Blue Beetle number 5. From October 1986. Would you not? You keep doing it.
I'm almost done. I just have one more, like literally one tiny one. One. See?
Jenna's peeling potatoes.
Yeah. If you want to eat, we gotta do this at the same time.
This is what podcasting has come to in 2015.
This is our life, you guys. I'm sitting here podcasting while peeling a sweet potato.
Potato.
I'm almost done.
I know you are.
Okay.
It's fascinating. Anyways, so we're back here on Worst Collection Ever.
Yep.
Here on Sideshow Network, of course.
I don't know if we...
Did we say that in the beginning?
I didn't say that. I probably should work
in Sideshow Network.
I need to, like, work in, like, a way to, like, say it all at once and not take more than, like, 10 seconds.
I know, that's why I have you do it.
Well, yes, I know, but I'm still trying to figure out the way really to introduce the show.
Right.
Yeah.
It's an art.
It is, it really is.
So anyways, we're back, and we are... Oh, cats are having fun.
Jesus Christ.
What is this?
The fuckery that's going on in this house. Cats and potatoes.
Cats and Potatoes, the Sean Merrick story.
Really is.
Anyways, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our next book. It is our first international book.
Ooh.
It is Marvel UK's The Incomplete Death's Head.
Go ahead.
It is Marvel UK's The Incomplete Death's Head, number 8. From August 1993. Now, what were we going to ask?
I was going to ask where you found this.
I found this at Kamikaze.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
the UK books like this are over. They're all over the place.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I got a ton of them.
See, I didn't know this.
I have a bunch of Death's Heads that I've been collecting recently. And I bought a bunch of Kamikaze and... yeah, because it was one of those things where back in the 90s, early 90s when I was, when I first started collecting comic books, and they put out, like, Marvel, like, they would put out, like Marvel cards, just collector's cards.
Yeah, the foil ones.
But the foil ones, they just had, like, just cards, and you collect them, and they had all this information, and they had a whole... set of it, like a whole like part of it that was just the UK stuff, and because at the time, like they kind of, there was always Marvel UK, or two, I believe that's how it was. Like there was just all, it was always around, but then they started really like bringing in, like creating much new characters and really and integrating like, the bigger Marvel characters like the X-Men and Fantastic Four and Hulk and all that. So they started doing more of that.
Oh.
And so that's what they kind of do here. Not in this particular book, but with Death's Head, like that's the thing. Like they – Death's Head. So you're not familiar with
it. I am not. You're going to have to explain Death's Head to me. So, just as a side note, Death's Head is adorable.
Oh, yeah.
Like the way he's drawn, he's so cute. If he was like a plush toy, I would have all of them.
Actually, that's right.
He's so fucking cute. He's just this little like, sad cow. He's adorable. I realize he's a bounty hunter, but he's an adorable, sad cow bounty hunter.
That's actually kind of the best way to describe him.
He looks like a sad cow.
He's basically... So basically the way the story goes is that he was a robot that was created for his consciousness... For like, there was like this wizard whose consciousness was going to be transferred into this robot. And some woman who was this lover of... whose lover was killed by this mage... fucked him over somehow.
Wait, was this like back in the 1000s?
No, this is like, I don't know when this technically is.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of time travel involved after that. Because basically he creates...
It looks like this is the future.
Well, because it is.
Okay, yeah.
Because he creates this consciousness for this robot and, for this robot and becomes Death's Head. And he goes off to become like a bounty hunter or he, as he calls himself, a peacekeeper.
Yes.
You know, or like a peacekeeper that does it for money, or there's a way, peacekeeper for profit or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he, so he's kind of going throughout. So he kind of goes through the, the time and it's time travel. So I'm already checked out. I just want to read about this and try to understand it. And he is this. So he's this robot. Was this bounty hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, I should point out, so this is, like, in the future.
Yeah.
Where, I guess, in an alternate timeline in Marvel's Marvel's timeline, because there's, this Earth 616.
Right.
And then there's, this is, like, Earth, like, 5,515 or something.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense.
Like, 5,515, yeah. Okay. And so in that future... Earth's orbit has gone closer to the sun.
Oh, okay.
And I guess there's, like, a battle world of some sort. Like, there's, like, it's kind of like the Running Man where there's, like, some sort of fighting. And there's all, the world's just fucked up.
Okay.
And there's apparently, in danger of being burned alive.
Mm, yes.
So,
by the sun?
By the sun.
Okay.
Because, Earth's got... Somebody, Galactus pushed the Earth. I don't know. Probably did it, yeah. But, anyway, so we're in the future.
Okay.
And on the cover here... So this is a very 90s cover.
Yes, no, that's the most 90s thing I've ever seen.
Because I will point out, this book was originally released... a Death's Head book was originally released back in... in 1989 in the UK.
Okay.
And so
didn't get over here until the 90s.
Well, no, what happened was they replaced Death's Head with Death's Head 2.
Wait, in the UK or here?
In the UK.
Okay.
Overall.
Just in general. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And Death's Head 2, because there's a whole reason why Death's Head 2 was...
is it the adorable sad cow?
No, he's not adorable. He actually looks a lot like Predator.
Aww.
But he...
That makes me sad.
But his consciousness is transferred over into this new robot.
Uh-huh.
Are you okay?
I am fine.
This cat?
The state of these cats. Hi, honey.
You need to be careful. You have a knife and you're cutting potatoes. He's not just cutting potatoes.
Yeah?
It's like we live on a ship or something.
You want to eat, I gotta do this now.
I know you do. I understand that.
Or we're not gonna be eating until like 9.
No.
So, go ahead.
Anyway, so he gets transferred, his consciousness is transferred into this new robot, but this new Death's Head looks like fucking Predator.
Yeah.
And he's like...
That makes me very sad.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. That's kind of sad, because this new robot's pretty, it's still pretty cool.
Well, yeah.
But it's not the same as this Death's Head, which I like a lot better.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, we see him at the end. Like, because there's something to do with the...
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
this kind of... This here...
Yeah, because that chick in the... Is it the chick in the crazy fucking, I don't know, pasties is making a new Death's Head?
Yeah, because she's got something to do with this.
I don't know what the fuck her problem is. We'll talk about her.
Yeah, so it's all connected, kind of.
Okay.
Honestly, there's a lot of history to this that I don't really want to go into right now.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Because, I know that, because I would be here forever trying to explain it because I don't really know it that well.
Okay.
But I get it.
All you need to know is he's a bounty hunter. We have a really fucked up 90s cover with, like, belts and...
Yes, yeah, because there's on the cover, it says armor-piercing action with Big Shot, because this is a reprint.
Yeah.
So he is... you got Big Shot, who has the giantest gun arm ever.
Yeah.
Like, he's got muscles, and then his gun's also... He's also got, like, an energy gun arm... And he's got bullets for some reason, too, which he doesn't... I don't know why he needs bullets, because...
I know, it's an energy gun. What do you need fucking bullets
He's got a
for?
Fucking cannon that shoots
energy
out of his meat, and he's, you know, Death's Head is here, and Death's Head just looks like
He's had better days. Yeah.
I love Death's Head, because he... the way he talks, too.
Oh, yeah, he always ends, like, sentences with a question.
He's like, rats? Yes.
Yeah.
I kind of try to do that myself. I'll just be like, you know, it's like, blah, blah, blah. You know, ask a question. Oh, I'll make a statement, but I'll just go be like, blah, blah, blah. No.
Why are you trying to beat Death's Head?
I kind of do.
Oh.
I kind of like that. I kind of want to be that thing. But now I'm like, I got to start talking like him.
Yeah, well, get on that,
then. I mean, but when I write things, I don't want, like, and I send emails or, you know, like, texts or something.
Oh, so wait.
I don't want to talk like that in real life.
Oh, okay. So you mean just in, like, when you write?
Yeah.
Oh.
I like see. That. Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes a little bit more sense and would be less annoying.
Yeah. Less annoying, yes. Anyways. So Death's Head, Shot by Both Sides is the name of the story. He is flying through he's in Los Angeles in the spaceport, flying through with his ship. I think he's been attacked.
I think so. I don't know. There's like a boom and a thoom, and I don't know what the fuck's going on. And then, like, Los Angeles is apparently a spaceport, and he's, like, falling down to Earth, and he's out of control, I think is what's happening here.
Yeah, and his computers is basically telling him, it's like, look, I can't do, like, a modern technology.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, the way that they wrote the computer talking to him is almost illegible.
What? This stuff?
Yeah, because, like, it's... Maybe because it's, like, old and whatever, but I feel like it's too bold. Like, it needs to be less bold.
You mean, like, the font?
Yes, the font.
I could read that just fine.
Oh, well, I feel it's a little bit illegible. I didn't like it.
Okay.
It's not my preferred font. I like different fonts.
Okay.
I would like that less bold,
please. All right, you tell them.
Yeah.
Anyways, so...
thoughts about font.
So Death's Head, you know, he's about to crash in there, and we got some people, like, you know, we got, like, well, it's like the future, so there's, like, robots.
And there's, like, a robot, like, driving a tour bus, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it's like Total Recall.
Yeah. So he's driving a tour bus, and he's, like, talking about, like, oh, this is one of the busiest ports in the world, or on the Western Seaboard, and there's never been an accident. And they're like, hey, buddy, you might want to
rethink. Oh, see, this is what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, that looks awful.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, I can see why you don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like it. So he's like, oh, you might want to rethink that because Death's Head just took off the top of your bus.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, keeps talking to his thing, which, terrible font.
Because the computer's just like, ha, 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 you know, damage report, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, whatever, fuck you, computer.
Yeah.
And your stupid font.
Yeah, terrible
and,
font.
And there's this guy watching him. I forget what his name is. Short Fuse. Oh.
No, it's fine.
Short Fuse. No. No, this is the... he's got another name. I forgot what his name is. But he's another...
bounty hunter, right?
Yeah, he's another... They're all trying to, like... These people are trying to take him out.
Take out Death's Head.
Yeah, they're trying to... take out Death's Head. And Death... I don't know exactly what Death Head's doing. I think it's something continued over from the earlier issues.
Yeah.
But he's just kind of smashing into the airport here, and
he just, like, lands in some dude's car, because that guy goes, my car! Or is that the bounty hunter?
No.
I think it might be the bounty hunter, because later he asks to borrow some guy's car. Maybe?
I don't know.
We'll see.
I think he's trying to... So this guy keeps screwing up, though.
The
one bounty hunter with the Guy Gardner haircut?
Yeah, the guy with bad hair. Short guy with bad hair.
And then there's Big Shot, who's also, you know, shows up, and he's got his... He looks nothing like the cover.
No, he looks nothing like the cover, and I do like... Hold on, can we go back real quick? Because, like, so Death's Head smashes into, like, a bunch of parked cars, and some guy goes, my car! And Death's Head goes, sigh. And then Big Shot sees him on the thing, and he's like, I'm going to go get him. And then he goes, so says Big Shot. And the way he's drawn, like, both of his hands are in the air. He's got one leg up on a fig. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I think whenever I say anything, I make a declarative sentence, I'm going to do that pose.
So swears Jen.
So says Jen! And I'm just going to yell.
He is adorable.
He's adorable! Oh my god, he's so cute. I wish he was plush.
I wish there was a like Funko.
Yeah.
Like a little squat one.
A little squat one. He's so cute. It's like, I'm like, not like, he's just adorable. Like, I just want to squeeze him. He's this little cute little sad long-faced cow. I like him. He's really cute. So, I don't think he's supposed to be. He's adorable, though.
So I think Big Shot works for a guy named The Undertaker.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was like, can he get, like, a match?
And he's not, but it's not the Undertaker.
He's which, a by, short Undertaker.
Which, by the way, I was just thinking about him on Fallon the other day.
Oh, yeah, he was pretty
fine. And, like, he was just there for, like, a stupid segment, and it was, like, the coolest fucking entrance.
I know. Oh, my God, that was so cool.
It was cool. It was unnecessarily cool for Jimmy Fallon's show.
Well, it was fucking Undertaker. He's just a badass all the time.
I was like, could we have that, like, all the time?
Yeah.
Could we have that for other things? Could you guys do that and nobody was doing that now?
I know. It's great.
Like, you just did that. Like, you didn't, like, you probably booked this appearance, you know, within days, and they're like, Undertaker's gonna show up and pile drive a guy in a turkey costume, and they're like, well, let's get out the fucking floor.
Yeah, we've gotta have his fucking entrance because it's the best. In my personal opinion, Undertaker has the best gimmick in all of wrestling.
Well,
but you know, as a former goth girl, of course I'm going to say that.
Well, obviously you're not wrong because he's been around for 20 years. Because
it's fucking cool.
And everybody's like, yeah, he's like literally.
No, wait, 20? 25. Because remember 25? They're going to do the 25 years like next week.
25 years of the fucking Undertaker.
Yeah. But, like, this guy is not the fucking Undertaker.
No, he is.
Though I would like to see them fight, because I think this guy is just, like, a regular-sized dude, and the actual Undertaker's, like, 6'9" or something insane.
Undertaker, yeah, this guy's, like, a regular-sized dude wearing a top hat.
Yeah. Just basically, he's, like, every dork and he's very goth pale. Club.
He actually know what he does.
I can't tell you how many dudes I knew who looked like that at goth clubs.
Well, yeah, he looks like he has Fort Fairlane skin.
He's a vampire.
He's a vampire, and he's basically telling
William Control.
Jen discovered Spotify.
I did. I've always known about Spotify. I just haven't actually like set it up yet, and I finally did today. And I learned about a goth dude named William Control.
Yeah, well, that's him here.
So that's him there.
That's him, and he's yelling at Big Shot, and he's like, "Big Shot, what the fuck?"
Yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed to kill Death's Head, and he's like, you know, you better. You know, my criminal organization fears my business.
Blah, blah, blah.
Make them fear me again. Because he wants, like, people to fear him. Because he's the Undertaker. I'm like, well, if you're the actual Undertaker, people would care. Say,
people would already fear you.
Because Why don't you hire the actual Undertaker to do that for you?
And they would also think you have the best entrance ever. Can we just talk about that bottom panel?
We're talking about it. So he's telling him, go out and do this. And that's... And so Big Shot... Like, he's yelling at Big Shot, and then all of a sudden Big Shot just starts literally slobbering.
Yeah, it looks like it's coming out of his nose, too. Like, I don't know.
Like, he would...
Yeah, he's just... I was like, ugh, what the hell happened to that guy?
Yeah, and he's just, like, slobbering, and he's thinking,
he spends a lot of time like this, because this is not the first or the last time we see him with, like, shit all over his face.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell is that guy's problem. He probably needs to go to a doctor.
And so, what's this guy's name?
I don't know, guy with Guy Gardner hair.
Guy Gardner, I know he's got a name, but
no, we're going to call him Guy Gardner Hare, yes, and he goes to talk to BoJack Horseman.
His name is, I guess this guy's name is Dead Cert?
Sure.
It's short for Dead Certificate?
That's stupid.
But he looks like BoJack Horseman in a purple jumpsuit and red
boots. Because it's a dude with a horse head and hands, so he really does look like BoJack Horseman.
It's BoJack
Horseman. Is this the BoJack Horseman universe?
Oh, I hope so.
Is that what happened? Like, this is just the future of the BoJack Horseman universe.
I don't know if I should have took more pictures of this for my Tumblrs.
you should.
I should take a picture of this because it's
BoJack Horseman.
He wants Death's Head dead. BoJack Horseman. It's total.
It has to be the BoJack Horseman universe. I will accept
and he's
nothing
smoking
else, like BoJack does.
And he's I think it has to be BoJack Horseman. And he's dressed like
BoJack Horseman. BoJack Horseman. Sorry.
And back in the UK, I was in a comic book.
Yeah, back in the 90s, I was
back in the 90s.
And he actually makes a horsing around joke.
He does,
by the way, which is
because Guy Gardner hair is like, I wouldn't horse around. I didn't mean it. And he's like getting all mad at him.
He's like, I was on that show.
He was like, that was my show.
That was my TV show. Don't remind me of my former glory.
Anyway, so Bojack sends this guy out to go kill him again.
Yeah.
And, okay. So, okay, that's, I don't know who that guy is, but this is, okay, so there's this guy, another bounty hunter who crashes so into, like, a, believe, I think he's a bounty hunter, I don't know.
They're all bounty hunters.
This guy crashes into their, this guy crashes into a police station thing, like a police station outpost, and his name is Photo Fit. And his way, his thing is he could, like, assimilate people, like police officers or whatever you look like.
No, it's whatever you look like. So he, like.
But his face doesn't look. Wait.
He makes himself look like whoever he just killed. So that's how he can pass as that other guy.
Okay.
And that kind of fucks him over at the end.
Right. And then so. So Death's Head. So we go back to Death's Head. And they're checking out. This, I think it's this accident, yeah.
Yeah.
This thing where the police officer.
And they're, like, outside of a TV studio?
Right.
Okay. Wow.
And, Dusthead's with his, he's got a guy named Sprat.
It's basically Jimmy Olsen.
It's like his Jimmy Olsen, his buddy, his, is his sidekick.
Yeah.
And Dusthead, who, I always forget, he has, like a shield on his back and shit.
Oh, I thought it was a cape.
It looks like a shield. Anyways.
Oh, okay.
So there, he's like, well, I need to get this target. I need to get this bounty, you know, so we need to go into this, you know, we need to go into the TV studio and find this guy, Photo Fit, who just changed his appearance to look like somebody in the TV studio, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and I guess they're on a show called Run to Rio.
Sure.
They're crashing a show called Run to Rio, and then Big Shot shows up, who has a giant ponytail, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. I missed that the first time around.
I didn't see
this.
That either, yeah.
And they try to. He tries to get shot. He tries to shoot, and it just happens that Guy Gardner here, you know, tries to do something too, and.
Like a car blows up or something?
Like, yeah, like this car blows up, and it's like basically like they're. Both trying to get Death's Head.
Yeah.
But.
They're both fucking up.
But they're both fucking up. And every time, it's like their violence cancels it out.
Yeah.
And so Death's Head gets by sometime and he's like.
Yeah.
Three times his enemy action, yes?
Yeah, because he's just like, first time's a coincidence, second time's a. Second time's a what?
I don't believe I saved by two freak explosions in as many days. Or he goes, yeah another explosion. Yeah, well, you know what they say. You know, once is happenstance, twice is coincidence, three times is enemy action. Yes.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Yes. So.
So
Sprat's in there and he's looking for this. Because I think they're trying to kill this Photo Fit guy.
Right. And he, like, walks into the TV studio and he sees a door that says.
Strictly do not open.
Strictly do not open. And he's like, well, I have to open it now because he's the guy who has to push the big red button. So he opens it, and there's the dead cop that Photo Finish killed.
Photo Finish.
Or what's his name?
Photo Fit.
Whatever. I like Photo Finish better.
Photo Fit.
Photo Fit!
No, I think this is the guy. Is he the host of the show, maybe?
No.
Then how? Okay, well, we'll figure it out.
It's confusing. So he's like, oh no, it's that guy. That means he's around here somewhere. I better go run this way. And he accidentally runs onto set. Stops him. They're just like, whatever.
Because TV security, you know, is lax.
Yeah.
And it turns out this guy runs on here and he's like, I'm not supposed to be here. And they're like, well.
No, you're going to compete now on Run to Rio.
Run to Rio. And.
Like, literally Run to Rio?
I don't know. So we, so we're back to Death's Head and he's fighting with Big Shot. Beat, 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 kaboom, fa-poom.
Yeah, and they, like, you know, bust through walls, and I think, don't they stagger onto the set at one point?
Well, we'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So he's like...
It's hard to tell. There's a lot of wall going through.
Because you got bounty hunters. Because Dead Big Shot wants to kill Death's Head because he wants Death's Head's bounties.
Yeah.
You know, and Death's Head's like, oh, meet another, good to meet another bounty hunter at last, yes.
Yeah, he's so excited, he just wants to make friends. Because again, he's a big dumb cow.
A big dumb cow.
And cows are not the smartest.
What is up with his feet here? It looks like he has like one big foot.
What am I looking at here?
Oh, wait, no, he's upside down.
Yeah,
okay.
He's upside down. What are you? Oh, I was like, what are you?
I was confused by a second.
Did you think that he just like had a giant foot?
Yeah. Oh, look, so yeah, instead of fighting, fight. This guy's slobbering and bleeding again.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with this guy. He like has a serious saliva problem.
And so this last guy...
And Guy Gardner-Hare's like, oh, I know, I'm going to throw this bomb.
It's a magnetic bomb.
And it'll stick to Death's Head because he's a robot. But it doesn't?
It accidentally sticks to his own belt.
Oh, it sticks to him instead. So he blows himself up.
No, he doesn't.
No?
No, he does.
He dies. Wait, he's not dead yet.
Not yet. Oh. So I think he throws his belt. Because it's the 90s, and you can throw it. It's the belt gun.
It's the belt gun that you always wanted.
The belt gun, because everybody has belts in the 90s. So he literally throws a belt with a bomb on it.
Yep.
And everything goes kaboom.
Yep.
And, meanwhile, Spratt is doing really well on the show.
Yeah. And I don't know why that guy's, like, covered in cheese.
Well, I don't know, but apparently he's also...
covered in cheese.
He's like, well, no, because this, okay, listen. So check this out. So he disguised himself as a cop.
Uh-huh.
And then he found, like, a guy that's on the show.
Yes, and then he disguised himself
as that guy, Amos.
He's still covered in cheese or butter.
I don't know what he's covered in.
Oh, he's covered in something.
Slime.
Oops, okay, butter.
And cheese. And so he has to answer a question. Because I think it's like, you can't do that on television.
Oh, yeah.
Where if you answer a question wrong, something happens to you.
It's slimed.
And so his last question was, ancient history. How was Abraham Lincoln assassinated? And as he's about to answer, photo fit disguised as this guy.
And covered in cheese.
Covered in cheese. Is about to shoot Spratt. And he's like,
you have to get some questions wrong.
Yeah, you bring up some questions wrong, and then just at that time, that's when Death's Head and Big Shot fall through the studio.
Yes, okay.
And so they're fighting, and then somehow he is able to, photo fit is able to turn to Death's Head.
Yes, because he can, like, turn into anybody he sees, I guess. I don't know. So he turns into Death's Head, and Guy Gardner-Hare is like, ha-ha, I see you. And then he goes to kill him. He's like, wait, I'm not really Death's Head here, but too late. He already threw a bomb on him, and they explode.
They explode and die.
Both of them.
And then Big Shot's like, this time!
He's like, I win! Yeah, he's doing his crazy, like, I'm the best. But then... he gets blown through the wall because of the explosion from Guy Gardner-Hare.
Wait, what does he get?
Because he's like, oh, look how this, and there's a boom, and then there's a hole in the wall, and Death's Head just like,
Wait, but what does he get hit with?
I think he just gets hit by the shockwave.
Because I thought this was, so they blow up.
Yeah, and I think he just gets hit either by a body part or the shockwave or something, and he goes out the window. Or the wall. I don't know. He's dead, regardless.
Well, no, he's not dead.
He's not dead, but he gets blown out the thing, so Death's Head is like, oh, hey, nothing happened to me. This is great.
And he's like, oh, all right, well, I did pretty good. Right? You know, he's like, oh, no, things kept exploding, and he's like, not for Big Shot. It's like, they weren't game for a laugh, eh? And he's like, let's see if we can find enough of photo fit to claim reward on.
Yeah.
And then we see later that Big Shot
landed in an alleyway,
and now he's like, he's back, he wants to get vengeance, and
vengeance!
He's gonna wait. So that's it for...
Well, that's not it.
Well, that's not it.
There's this one last page where there's this crazy chick wearing literally pasties, I don't know, and, like, has all this red hair and, like, a big blue face thing. I don't know.
Yeah, this is Dr. Necker.
Whatever.
She creates the Death's Head...
Robot.
The Minion. So this is the Minion over here.
Minion.
Well, his name is Minion, but he becomes Death's Head, too. And he's over here.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing here. I really don't know. There's something going on here.
Yeah.
Where there's, like, this alien robot with a like, it's kind of like the
alien,
xenomorph.
Alien, yeah.
Yeah, and it's...
Because it has a mouth.
It has a mouth with a robot thing coming out of it.
Yeah.
And she's talking shit to it.
Yeah. I don't know what her problem is.
I don't know what's going on here, really.
I don't either. All I know is that her outfit is insane, and, like, she's, like, building a Death's Head thing, and that's it. And then there's, like, a backup Death's Head.
See, that's the thing. I don't know if this is a backup or not. I think this is, like, because it's supposed to kind
of
tie...
Or is it the beginning of the next book? I don't know. I feel like it's a Death's Head backup story.
But maybe it's maybe it's actually for the next book.
Maybe.
For the next issue. Because, okay. Yeah, okay, so I think it is, actually. Because this is, because this happened, like, Death's Head dying, the original Death's Head, you know, being assimilated and everything, happened before these reprints were released.
Oh.
So they're kind of trying to tie, I think they're trying to tie this all in somehow.
I get it, okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know exactly what this has to do with anything. I mean, you did think it just left it out.
Yeah, and then there's this backup.
Well, no, it's not a backup. I think it's
part of the first book.
I think it's the beginning of the next story in the next book issue.
Yeah, sure.
I think a reprint.
But it's at the very back of the book, so it kind of looks like a backup.
Yeah, and he's flying through.
He's like on a planet where there's like big dog hippo things that are following.
Yeah, big
him.
Dog hippos, and there's a guy
because they want to be his friends because he looks like a cow
named Soul, who wants to.
Who's wearing Bret Hart's glasses?
Yes, he is, and he's like, this guy's hunting him.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's the deadliest game. I'm gonna kill you, Death's Head. But Death's Head's a robot, so I don't really.
Oh, sorry, he's a freelance peacekeeping agent. That's
yeah.
What he is.
But wasn't he like? Isn't he trying to hunt Death's Head?
Yeah.
So, but, like, it's called, like, the deadliest game, which is usually, like, where you hunt man. Death's Head's a robot, so is it really that fun? I don't know.
Yeah, he's trying to hunt Death's Head, and that's literally it.
Yeah, that's it.
So now you gotta read the next issue to find out. So, that's it for Death's Head, the incomplete Death's Head, number 8, from August 1993. Would you read the next issue of this?
Maybe, as long as it's Cow Death's Head.
No, it is, because these are all reprints.
Yeah.
So the next issue is going to be something from more of his cow days.
I like the cow. Yeah. I think, like I said, I think he's adorable, and I would like him in plushy form.
Yes.
And I would like to squish him like a pusheen.
Pusheen!
Squish, squish. Yeah, he's adorable. I know he's not supposed to be adorable. He's fucking adorable. So, yes, I would probably read the next one because, oh, it's so cute.
I would totally read it, too. I'll probably try to find it.
Yeah.
So that's it for the show this week.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Where can people find you, Jen?
I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And you can find me at Angry Hero Sean. On Twitter and Instagram, and my Tumblr is theangryhero.tumblr.com, and you can check us out on SideshowNetwork.tv, which is where we are. Our home is, and you can find all sorts of great podcasts there as well. And you know, I don't think I promote be able to say this enough. Please go to iTunes, rate, subscribe.
Oh yeah, all
tell
that
a friend.
Stuff.
Yeah, that's something that it's funny.
You know, the important shit that we're supposed to tell people.
Yeah, it's funny. As a podcast producer, I'm always like, you tell all your fans to rate and subscribe
and
this and that, and then we totally don't do that.
No, we don't.
Which is why
we are the worst.
We sit at a couple hundred downloads a week. Which,
yay, 100 downloads a week.
But you know what?
You know what? I am happy for it.
But I am
grateful for every one of those downloads.
I am. I'm very, very excited
so
for all you folks listening to it. And we need to, you know, and please tell a friend. That's actually probably the biggest way to spread podcasts is by people saying, this is really good and you need to hear this.
Yeah, tell your friends.
And then you remember it and you go, I'm looking for a podcast. What do I listen to? And I want to listen to like a comic book podcast. And you hear that and then you go, great, I'll go listen to that.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're on Tumblr and you listen to the show, tell a friend.
Yeah.
If you have lots of friends, tell all of them. And thank you for checking us out.
Absolutely.
All right, folks. We'll see you next week.
Bye.